This, we're up to Parshas Pikudei, and the Torah concludes Sefer Shmais with the following pasuk. This is the last pasuk in Sefer Shmais. Ki anan Hashem ala Mishkan, the cloud of Hashem, the cloud of glory that represented Hashem's presence, His Shekhinah, rested on the Mishkan, Yoimam, by day, ve'esh t'yalayla bay, and there was a pillar of fire by night. And it was to the eyes of all of the Jews, everywhere they went, they were able to see the visible and the actual presence of Hashem dwelling among them. Now, the fact that this is the end of Sefer Shmais, the last pasuk, it would seem that this kind of summarizes what Sefer Shmais was all about. And there's a very, very important lesson to be learned from what it is trying to tell us about the end of Sefer Shmais, which is very applicable to Purim as well. The Ramban, in his introduction to Sefer Shmais, when he gives you an overview about what Sefer Shmais is about, he says a fascinating thing. He says that even though they left Mitzrayim, the galus of that we went into Mitzrayim, he says, was not finished. We weren't considered redeemed until we were able to get back to the level that the Avos had, the level that the Avos had achieved in Eretz Yisrael, the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Avos had achieved. Until we got to that point, we were still considered in Galus. We hadn't yet left Mitzrayim, so to speak, truly. We haven't yet been fully redeemed. Now, the Sefer Shmais is all about the Exodus, right? It's all about our redemption. It starts out with us being slaves, and then there's the Ten Makkos and Kriyas Yamsev, and it's all about the redemption of Klal Yisrael. So the Ramban says the Sefer Shmais only ends when they built the Mishkan. Because when they built the Mishkan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence came to dwell upon them, at that point they had achieved the level of the Avos. The Avos were Merkabah L'Shechinah. The Avos had Hashem's presence resting on their tent. There was an Anan Kasher Al Oil. There was a visible presence of Hashem above the tent of Sarah and of Rivka and Rachel and Leah. That was the Mile of the Avos. They had that kind of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we were not considered redeemed, even though we were out of Mitzrayim, until we had that presence. But once we got that presence, we were redeemed, even though we hadn't reached Eretz Yisrael yet. So this is a very inspiring concept. It means that a Jew who's in exile and galus or at home redeemed, it doesn't depend on where you are. It does not depend on that. It doesn't depend on what control we have over freedom and country. Even leaving Mitzrayim with open historic miracles didn't make us redeemed free men yet. We weren't redeemed free men. We were still in galus. The only thing that can make us redeemed and free and establish us as a nation at home is having Hashem's presence rest upon us and be among us. That is the actualization of what a tzaddik is. The Avos who represented tzaddikim, they have the ability to connect to Hashem, to relate to Him, and to have the benefit of Ar Panav, to have the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shine upon them. And therefore they create their Merkabah L'Shechinah, they create a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence can rest in this world. And the journey of Sefer Shmais is a journey that every person takes in their life, throughout their whole lives. And every year is a little portion of it, and it repeats itself in that way. We start off our lives without knowing exactly who we are, where we are, what we're meant to do, what our mission is, where we're headed. And at that point, we're in galus. We're exiles because we don't have a connection to the Shechinah. We don't know yet how to connect to Hashem and how to bring His presence upon us. And every year, we conquer a little bit of that. We get a better understanding of what our job is. We accomplish a little more of our mission. We learn who we really are and what we're aiming to do and what our goals are. And hopefully, we move forward in achieving our goals and thereby bring a little more Shekhinah in our homes. So every year, we achieve a little bit more redemption, a little bit more geula, because of the connection that we form with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the pasuk is saying, ki anan al Hashem yoimam. There was this cloud of glory of Hashem on the Mishkan every day. And this is what's so important about the miracle of Purim, because during that time when Klal Yisrael had gone into their first galus and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the way the Gra explains, and my wife just said this in her shir, is that Klal Yisrael were under the impression that galus means that Hashem has abandoned us because He clearly doesn't want to have a connection with us. He turned away. He's hiding himself. He left us to our fate at the hands of our enemies, the nations of the world. So their understanding was that galus is a physical thing. You're away from Hashem. Hashem's presence is not here openly. There's no Beis HaMikdash. So there's no connection with Hashem. And that was truly what created the Galus. And the Nes of Purim demonstrated that no, it has nothing to do with where you are. It has nothing to do with open demonstration of Hashem's presence. Hashem is always looking to connect to Klal Yisrael, even through Hester Panim. And when Klal Yisrael came to that recognition, they understood that they are truly not in Galus because of that. They are truly Geulim, because we always have the opportunity and method to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam describes, very famous Rambam, and he describes what does the miracle of Purim truly teach us? He says it teaches us Kimiga Pastik in the Torah, Kimiga Gadol Asher Lekim Kroivim Elav. That's what the miracle of Purim demonstrated to us. Who is a great a nation that has Hashem close to us, B'chol Kareinu Elav, wherever we are, whatever level we're on? If we can do that, if we can see that we have a connection, if we can see Hashem wants a connection with us, then we're Geulim, we're not in Galus anymore. That's why Purim is the message for all generations, because we think we're in Galus, but that's the Galus doesn't depend on a place, and it doesn't depend on the Beis HaMikdash. What it really depends on is, are we able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are we able to see His Shekhinah resting upon us? Can we create a place for Him? Then we're Geulim, then we're redeemed. Have a good night, a wonderful Shabbos, and a Freilich Purim.